You're listening to the Hustle Podcast with Justin Harrison.
And today's question comes from Matthew, just 14 years old.
Hi, Justin. My name's Matthew. I'm 14 years old and I'm starting an e-commerce business. Any tips?
Young dreamer, schemer, money maker, hustler. You remind me of me when I was 13. They called me crazy. They called me a dreamer. But look at me now. And Matthew, as it turns out, I happen to be one of the first people to have created a full online e-commerce store in South Africa back in 1999. So I have extensive experience at creating online businesses, positioning those businesses, adding value, and understanding how to market them. I've also created over 109 businesses, many of which are actually e-commerce and online businesses. So today, I'm going to unload a wealth of knowledge on you. So get a pen and paper, get ready to take notes, and let me hit you with the facts. So Matthew, let's start with the one thing that nobody is going to tell you about business, and that is that it's the hardest thing you will ever do. By far, the most difficult thing I've ever done in my life is start, run, and manage businesses. But it is also the most rewarding. It requires discipline, dedication, and motivation, and above all, it requires you to keep going in the face of insurmountable odds. But if you have the guts, if you have the determination, and if you have the will to go out there and start a business and create something, you will not only develop the most incredible self-confidence, but you will start seeing that the world is full of opportunity. And true hustlers love opportunity. It is no secret that I am a huge fan of entrepreneurship. I love entrepreneurs. I love young entrepreneurs. I believe in the hustle. I believe in the grind. And I truly believe that entrepreneurs can change not only this country, but the world. And so, Matthew, it is people like you. And I say people, not your age that counts, because you, even at 14, stand like a giant amongst men because your ideas are far bigger and greater than yourself. And this is what makes an entrepreneur. But of course, all dreams require action. A dream remains a dream unless you put an actionable plan into place. You have to do something. You have to physically move the ball forward in order to start making those dreams turn into a reality. So I'm going to give you an action plan today that is going to get you closer to that dream. So number one, before you even start a business, before you even go down that road, make sure you understand money. Make sure you understand how to save it. Make sure you understand how to invest it. Make sure you understand the banking system, the financial system. Make sure you read everything you can about money. Make sure you truly understand the stuff that you're going to be working for. There is no point in creating a business to make money if you don't understand money in the first place. The next big tip I'm going to give you, and this is something that nobody in the e-commerce space is going to tell you, is that you should never make a differentiation between an e-commerce business and a normal business. Let me explain. A business is a business is a business. They're all exactly the same. The medium of delivery might change slightly. The medium of sale might change slightly. The medium of collecting money might change slightly. But at the end of the day, it is a business. It is about customers. It is about sales. It is about fulfillment. It is about product. It is about service. Nothing changes. Somehow, somewhere down the line, people have been sold this idea that e-commerce is a completely different business. It isn't. It is exactly the same as every other business, except for one simple differentiation, and that is the key areas of fulfillment are slightly different. Now, of course, having run traditional businesses and e-commerce businesses, I certainly favor e-commerce businesses because there is technology involved which takes out a lot of the human factor, the potential human error. And so this is one of the reasons why e-commerce has become such a favorable business model. But make no bones about it. It is still a business. It still needs to be nurtured and treated just the same way you would a traditional business. And the biggest area that gets neglected when it comes to e-commerce is customer service. So make sure that you plan extensively to be able to deliver the best possible customer experience and customer service to the people who land up purchasing and interacting with your business. This next tip goes without saying and is probably the most logical of all, but it is overlooked by so many people starting a business. You should never start a business to sell a product that people don't want. Let me repeat that. Only sell a product that people actually want. So how do you find out what products people actually want to purchase? Well, there are a number of tools online to help you get started. Probably the best tool out of the lot is Google Keywords Research Tool. The Google Keywords Research Tool will not only help you discover what keywords people are looking for in Google, but it will also give you the actual keyword search volume. So you'll figure out exactly which keyword terms are being used and just how popular they are. Then beyond that, you want to go to the various e-commerce stores. Pick the most popular e-commerce stores in your specific area and then start figuring out which products are the most popular in the specific categories. This will help you drill down into the various products and categories and figure out what is selling and what is not. Something that's become really popular in e-commerce over the last couple of years is what's known as trendjacking, and that's essentially looking at the most current trends and promoting products around it. I'm personally not a big fan of trendjacking because it means that you've always got to be up to speed with the latest trends, and personally, I prefer a more evergreen approach to the products that I choose. I want to choose products that are going to produce long-term ROI. So my personal advice to anybody starting out in e-commerce is to pick products that are going to be around for the long term. The next tip is probably my biggest tip of all when it comes to running an e-commerce business, which is to split test. Learn everything you can about split testing. Split testing is the one thing that is going to allow you to scale your business quicker than anything else that you do. So the fundamental premise of split testing is that you basically create version A of something and version B of something, and you put those two different versions in front of your audiences, and over time you'll discover which the winning variation is. Now you can split test your email copies, you can split test your landing pages, your sales copies, and ultimately what this allows you to do is optimize your conversion process. So the more variations you test, the better you're going to become, and ultimately the better your sales conversion will be. And this means that you'll produce more sales for the same amount of effort. If you move, for example, your sales conversion from 2% to 5%, that means for every 100 visitors, you're suddenly doing 5 sales versus 2 sales. I like to think of split testing as the closest thing to free money that you'll ever get. And which hustler doesn't love free money? And speaking of free money, my last and final tip is that you should never invest too much money to start a business. In fact, you should start a business with as little money as possible. This is what I like to call bootstrapping. Bootstrapping will not only force you to be really creative, but it will also make sure that you take care of every single penny that you earn. Bootstrapping will teach you everything you need to know about the business, and it will teach you so much about yourself. It is an invaluable way to start a business, not just for the business itself, but also for you as a hustler.
This episode was brought to you by MoneyTribe21.com. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to follow and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform.